Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I create a time and space now to reflect on where I place my attention. I tune in to my attention management skills, choices, and behaviors. Keeping in mind, this isn't a time to judge myself or beat myself up. Knowing we all struggle with when to say yes and when to say no to ourselves. Discipline, intention, and clarity are all a work in progress for us. I remember I can do more than one thing at a time, but my brain can only focus on one thing at a time. I place a high value on where my attention goes. I pay attention to my attention. I invest my intention on things that have the highest return for me, not for others. Not for big business, not for small business, for me. I am clear on the experiences I'm looking for in life, and I use that as a reference point for where my attention goes. I remember that where my eyes go, my attention follows, and I think of what I look at every day. I reflect on how much of it is digital. I reflect on how much of it is non-digital. I grow closer to reaching my goals by managing my attention effectively. I know I'm healthier when I manage my attention effectively. I know I'm more rested when I manage my attention more effectively. I am aware of the pulls for my attention that don't benefit me. I'm aware of where I can put my attention that leads to greater happiness, contentment, and fulfillment. I am aware of where I can put my attention that will lead to less happiness, less contentment, and less fulfillment. I know where to place limits on myself. I know how to redirect my attention back to what's meaningful for me. I am developing my attention management skills every day. I am improving my attention management skills every day. When it comes to people, I am clear on who I want to give more attention to, who I want to give less attention to, and who I don't want to give attention to any longer. When it comes to media, I control which sources of media I connect with and which sources of media I don't want to connect with anymore. I'm clear on the apps I want to get, the apps I want to keep, and the apps that no longer serve my purposes. I am clear on how much information I want to consume every day. I am clear on when I want to put the computer away, the smartphone away. I'm also clear on when I want to use my computer and how I want to use my computer. I'm clear on when I want to use my smartphone and how I want to use my smartphone. My health is my priority, and how I choose to spend my time needs to fuel my self-care, reduce my stress, and strengthen my relationship with me. I could pay attention to everything going on in everyone else's life, but instead, I choose to pay attention to my life and the life I want to create, the path I want to carve. I pay attention to me. I pay attention to my thoughts. I pay attention to my emotions. I pay attention to my heart. I pay attention to my spirit. I pay attention to my soul. I pay attention to my body. I listen for what I need. I listen to where I'm in pain. I listen to where my joy is. And I remember of all the places that I can put my attention, the first place I need to put attention to is myself. And I get even better at that every day. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.